This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
This is the closing market report for Friday afternoon. On the phone line, Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, to take up the weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, it's, you know, not bad outside today. It feels actually pretty good, although it's been really cold overnight, and I guess it's going to continue to be that way for a little bit in our area. What can you tell me?
Yes, that's right. Today it feels pretty good with the sunshine and everything, and it's about 31 degrees outside right now, and tonight low of 19, and tomorrow high of 36. There's a chance of snow later on in the day and on into Saturday night, although the amounts are not going to be too impressive. I think one model showed it as 0.2 inches of snow, so I don't think we'll have to get out the snowblower or anything like that. But there's probably see some snow flurries, maybe a little freezing drizzle there as we move into Saturday night. Sunday will be nice again with mostly cloudy skies and a high of 30, and then Sunday night will be back down into 16. And we get in on the next week, we may actually see highs approaching 40 degrees by Tuesday and Wednesday. So just very overall, the next couple of days out to about 10 days are expected to be above normal on temperatures. So it looks fairly mild.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. I like it when the amounts of snow that fall are unimpressive.
That's right.
That makes me happy, I have to admit. What about if you look back at 2012? Anything of interest that piqued your, other than a drought, I suppose.
But that's right.
What kind of year?
Yeah, if you look, it's probably no surprise to anybody. It turned out to be one of our driest years on record. In fact, it was the 10th driest on record, and that's going back to 1895 with our statewide records. And, you know, it was, we had about 30.4 inches, and that's almost 10 inches below normal. So we were pretty short there on the precipitation side. And temperature-wise, we're actually the second warmest on record. In fact, we just missed first place by about a tenth of a degree. So not only was it very dry, but also a very warm year. And I think those are two outstanding features of 2012.
Hey, while I like unimpressive amounts of snowfall, it does create a problem because we're still dry and we're trying to catch up. How close are we?
You know, we're still in many areas 8 to 12 inches down, especially parts of northern, western, and southern Illinois. So I'm really kind of worried about those areas. And, you know, it's very hard to catch up in the wintertime. You know, with the snow, it makes it feel like we get a lot of precipitation in winter. But actually, January and February are our two driest months. We only get about 2 inches each out of those 2 months because once you melt down the snow, there's not that much out there. So it's going to take a while to catch up from the deficits that we've had in 2012.
Thanks so much, Jim.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is with the Illinois State Water Survey at the Prairie Research Institute. Joins us on this Friday afternoon to take a look at the closing market report. Remember to listen in for Commodity Week. Our guest this week will be Roy Huckabee of the Lynn Group out of Chicago, Illinois. We'll have it posted to our website at willag.org by about 6 o'clock this evening. Have a great day. I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.